Ireland's Classic Hits Radio presents A Parent's Guide to Social Media.
Sergeant Michael Quirk is with us today. There's been a spike in money laundering cases involving students in Kerry, and this has prompted Gardaí to roll out an awareness campaign in schools and colleges on the dangers of becoming money mules for criminal gangs. Gardaí say young people are being increasingly approached by criminals seeking clean bank accounts to lodge and transfer money. And so Kerry Gardaí have launched Operation Mullet to tackle this problem. It's led to over 30 prosecutions in recent times, 20 convictions so far, and mostly, surprisingly, involving people between the age of 16 and 21, so very, very young. And the Circuit Court Judge Sinead Bean expressed concern about the rising number of cases, saying that young people don't realise the far-reaching consequences of helping criminals. So I guess young people, they think that, sure, we won't get in trouble with this. We'll just take the money into our account and all will be fine. Can you talk to me about what's going on, please, Sergeant Michael Quirk?
Yes, Trina. Well, I suppose the first thing is, like, what is a money mule? So a money mule is a person who allows their account or facilitates the use of their account to be used to launder illegally obtained money. Now, this money is generally from online frauds, like your phishing and smishing calls and texts and emails. We'd all be familiar with the E50 toll text message, or the one from Revenue, or I saw one there the last couple of weeks about electricity credits, where you get a text message and you have to click a link to go on to claim your credit. So these are online frauds. So just give you an example, I suppose. It is envisaged that estimated 17.5 million euros went through money mule accounts in the first 6 months of 2023 in Ireland alone.
Oh my God.
Now, that's a significant figure. And if you think about the organized crime gangs, they are sending out these text messages and emails and calls to try and scam you into accessing your account. And when they get access, then they need accounts to launder this money. And this is where the money mule comes in. So here in Kerry, there was a significant investigation. It was called Operation Mullet, and it was into an investigation into money mules here in Kerry. And it involved over 60 people. And at the moment, there's over 30 have been prosecuted for money laundering and are still before the courts. Now, the target group here in Kerry was from the ages of 16 to 20 years of age. And these people were recruited by a person they knew in their community.
Right.
Whether it was a college course or a school group.
Do they say that they didn't know what they were getting into, or they didn't realise that this was a crime?
They knew what they were getting involved in, but they didn't know the extent of it. Like, it was sold to, look, in a couple of cases, it was sold as, give me your banking logon details. Now, it could be for any account, online account. It could be for your major banks or your credit union or your online banking. So give me your access to your account. Stay off your account for a day and I'll give you a couple of hundred euros.
Right.
You know? And they didn't see the extent, like, they didn't realize, I suppose they didn't think about it, if you know what I mean. It was seen as the way as it's easy money. So, you know, it's just, that's the way it was sold to them. They didn't realize the extent of it until they looked at their account and there was tens of thousands, and in one case, 65,000 gone through an account. So like, by allowing your account to be used, you can be prosecuted for money laundering because it's your account, it's your responsibility, you know?
So how are these young people being recruited for giving over their bank details to be used in money laundering? Where are they finding, like you mentioned about it in the colleges and that, but are there outside people coming in that are saying, you know, or sending them a text saying, let us use your bank account and we'll pay you X amount?
Well, in the case in Kerry now, it was someone they knew. There was a couple of different ways it was done on different people, but it was people they knew. Now, there is other ways you can be caught on social media sites where it's advertised, you know, a legitimate job, work from home, or like a money transfer agency. Overseas company is looking for local reps in the area. And it's generally like the pay is good and it's for little hours. So that's another way that they're, as I say, recruiting people. Another way is romance fraud. They're going online and build up a romantic relationship and then they get to use your account again to launder money. But as I say, here in Kerry, the way we, so a local person here in their community that would have recruited them. So like, they're the mules. He would be known as the mule herder.
Okay.
And above him then as the facilitator. So it's like a pyramid scheme. It's an organized crime gang, really. And it's, you know, it's works its way down like a pyramid scheme.
I guess almost in a way, when it's someone they know, they probably feel that they can trust them, but clearly not. I know there's social media sites like Snapchat are offering these, the fake job offers, as you mentioned there, they're working from home. home. If it's too good to be true, stay aware of that. They're promising this easy money, and obviously for younger people, they're going to be attracted to that. They're wanting to buy the best of everything, and the thoughts of someone giving you a good amount of money for doing very little is very appealing to them. What are the consequences of a conviction, though, for a young person?
I suppose just to get to the legal part of it, if you act as a money mule, you will be convicted for money laundering. And that's an offence under Section 7 of the Criminal Justice Money Laundering and Terrorist Financing Act 2010. So it has terrorist financing in the wording, and like the 30 plus here in Kerry, that's what they've been prosecuted for. That's what they're before the court. So that's what they'll have a conviction for. And if you have a conviction for that, it has serious consequences, implications for the future, whether it is your future mortgage and loan applications, future careers in finance. But it has a serious consequence of people don't think about, especially young people, that visa applications. So if you're looking for an application, even a J1 for America, like Australia, Canada, and for visa applications, and you have a conviction for money laundering, which is under the Money Laundering and Terrorist Financing Act, that goes on. You need Garda clearance to get these visas. You won't be travelling outside Ireland or Europe with these
visas. You won't be going anywhere,
So it has serious consequences, you know?
Yeah. And the conviction, I mean, with a conviction like that, would there be a fine or jail time?
As in the law, it's an imprisonment of up to 14 years on indictment and a fine and or a 5,000 euros. And that's to say the legal status. But it is people are getting convicted here in Kerry, especially with from Operation Mullet. And these are people who have not been before the courts before.
Yeah, so if they've been before the court, then it's going to be an even more serious conviction. I guess it doesn't matter how much the amount was, whether it was 500 quid or whether it was 10 grand. It's all to do with the actual money laundering, the crime rather than the amount.
It is. I suppose people must remember, it's your account. It's your responsibility. And with accounts nowadays, everything is traceable. So you mightn't get a knock on the door within 3 months of it. It might be a year later, but the knock will come. Because the trace is there. It leaves a lasting trace. If you know, you can never, it can never be got rid of. And through investigation, we're able to follow up on these accounts, you know.
I know it's not a case where your bank statement has been printed out for the last 3 months and all the previous statements have disappeared, you know. Also, when it comes to getting loans and things in the future, like even going for your mortgage years down the line, would that be affected too?
It is. Generally here, the banks are, they're trying to get on top of this, and it's hard work because the gang, the organised crime gang, are changing and they're evolving each day, but so are the banks. The minimum that's going to happen is your account is going to be frozen. So once your account is frozen, you have no access to it, and that goes on, that's a blot in your copybook, you know, that goes on your record, you know, your credit rating and everything. So it does have serious consequences.
Are there signs then, Michael, that parents should be looking out for? Because I'm sure there might be some parents listening today horrified that this is going on in Ireland, and the amounts that you mentioned there as well. What should parents do, or is it just a case of making young people more aware that this is going on and the consequences of it?
Here in Kerry now, because of the extent of this investigation and the amount of young people coming before the courts, we've teamed up here now in Garda Síochána with the Chapter 23 credit union. So we're hoping to go to schools and colleges, because the targeted group in Kerry was 16 to 20 years of age. We're also hoping to run webinars. But what we'll be telling parents, I suppose, is that talk to your kids. When you open the bank account, with a bank account comes responsibility. So never share your login details with anyone, no matter who they are. You know, if you do think your account is compromised, and if there is peer pressure and you feel that you have to give over your account, if you have given over your account login details, we would advise that contact your bank straight away, because they can freeze your account, and then it's taken out of your hands because the account is frozen. If money does go into your account, under no circumstances transfer it out. But we need to talk to our children really, just to explain the consequences of this. But if your child all of a sudden has an iPhone 13 or a new pair of headphones or something, just unknown wealth, I'd definitely be questioning where is that coming from, you know?
Yeah, you think they're a drug dealer or they're doing something dodgy.
Yeah, well, as I say, where's the money coming from? The pocket money, it's gone up a bit in the last couple of years, but I don't think it's gone up that much, you know?
No.
Just be vigilant, really, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it's the parents' job to know what's going on as well. A young person as well, they might think that, this is a victimless crime. Oh, we didn't know this is what was happening and we'll get away with it. But you won't get away with it.
No. Part of the law, as I say, the Section 7 of the Criminal Justice Act, money law, Laundering and Terrorist Financing Act states that even if you're unwittingly, if you're reckless as to the use of your account, so even though you don't know where, what, like I say, victimless crime, you don't know where the money came from, you're not involved in the crime itself, where 10,000 euros is taken out of someone's account, because you're allowing your account to be used, you can be prosecuted and will be prosecuted for money laundering.
Yeah,
so that's
your
offence.
Yeah.
It's, just, ignorance is not it's not a justification in this
yes,
case.
Yeah. And this is very much a growing problem, Michael. The figures are growing every year, from 5 million in the first 6 months of 2021 to 12 million the following year in the same period. And then in the first 6 months of 2023, that number went up to 17.5 million.
Yeah. Online fraud it's increasing exponentially every year. From a crime point of view, in an Garda Síochána, like burglaries have dropped in a lot of parts of the country, burglaries have dropped up to 50%, but online fraud is gone up a couple of 100% increase. I don't have the exact figures now, but yeah. Like online fraud it's the new type of crime. It's not new, it's been there for years, but yeah. It's increasing every year. There's no boundaries to it. There's no, like, you can be anywhere in the world and you can, you know, send out these messages. There's no boundaries. You can, it goes everywhere in the world. And it's something we have to be very vigilant of. With online bank accounts, like 10 years ago, we wouldn't have dreamt of having the access to our own accounts that we have now. So,
well, I'll tell you, the amount of times I've gone to the supermarket and I've had to put all the stuff back because I forgot to bring my bank card with me. And people say, should you not have it on your phone? I actually won't put it on my phone. I'm just afraid. Do you know, I'm just so vigilant with it. But I mean, there's so many fraudulent schemes going around. Like you mentioned, the toll, the e-toll thing, the electricity thing. The other one that was going around for a while there, the hi mom, I lost my phone text that people get, even though their daughter or their son could be sitting next to them and they're not texting them at all. Or maybe they don't even have a son or a daughter. There just seems to be a new one every week, doesn't there?
Absolutely. And as I said there at the start of the interview, the one I saw there was 3 or 4 weeks ago was about the credit, your electricity credit rating.
Yeah.
You know, so we're all being promised the money there from the government. The next thing you see this link and, you know, you're clicking it. The other one with the customs and revenue, most of us get packages. So, do you know, like, the criminals evolve as fast as, you know, as fast as we do, you know what I mean? So we have to, try to be a step ahead of them.
So, Michael, what do you want people to know about the scams that are out there to keep themselves safe? And what's your main message for parents when it comes to safety?
Well, in relation to the scams, between the emails and the text messages and the calls, these things are evolving every day. Like, we know there's going to be a new one next Monday, whether it is a text message or whether you receive a call. I know a person that received a call. They were pretending to be from the Garda station and the actual Garda station number popped up on their phone. So, like, these phone numbers can be cloned. Just if you ever get it, like, whether it is someone from a hospital ringing you or council or from AIR or anything, just sit back and think twice. Why is this person ringing me? Always ask for a number and tell them you can ring them back, and then talk to someone else. Ask someone, I got this phone, talk to a family member, a neighbour, a friend. If you're in doubt, ring your local Garda station or even your bank and just say, I got this phone call off AIB fraud, and then they'll say, no, that's a scam. So just don't jump into it straight away. Always hang up, tell them, I'll ring you back, ask for a number, but just think twice before someone looks for your details, or why are they asking for your details?
If somebody knocked on your front door and asked you for your details, you wouldn't hand it over. Yet someone rings
Absolutely.
Your phone and says, oh, I'm from such and such a place. And people do. It's crazy.
Yeah. We are a very trusting nation here in Ireland, you know, and I suppose we like to see the best side of people.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You don't want to offend
like
or be rude.
Good. Do you know, it's ask for ID. If someone calls to your door, you wouldn't let inside the door without being satisfied who they were or why they're there. So it's the same when you receive a phone call. Just sit back and think and never feel embarrassed to say, give me your number or ring me back this evening at 6 o'clock, or give me your number and I'll ring you back, and then talk to someone else and ask them about it.
All right, there is Sergeant Michael Quirk, Kerry Crime Prevention Officer. Hopefully everyone will take note and be very, very careful when it comes to things they're doing online on their phones, and also in relation to that money laundering that seems to be doing the rounds at the moment. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you very much, Trina.
This is A Parent's Guide to Social Media. You can catch up on all the episodes, which are available as a podcast. Just search Ireland's Classic Hits Parent's Guide. This has been a Sound and Vision initiative, funded by Cumasúin na mBean, with the television licence fee.